I take several, Artie and I both take several supplements. We don't take exactly the same ones. We have a little bit difference of opinion on a couple things, but also a little bit different needs on a couple things. Basically, we agree on most, you know, the basics. But the first thing you want to do is get enough minerals in your system. Now, people say, well, you just drink good water with lots of minerals and they'll do it. Well, not necessarily, because if you blow these mineralized particles in water up with an electron microscope, you'll find they'll look like big chunks. And your system can only absorb the minerals if they're in small chunks. Because what minerals in water are really just ground up rocks that happen to get into the water. So if the minerals are magnified, it would just look like a bunch of sand in your water, you know. So, and most of the minerals in regular drinking water will pass right through your system. Your kidneys will have to figure out how to get rid of them because your body can't absorb them. Now, your body will absorb a little bit of the minerals from water, but not very much. It may absorb, it can be better than nothing if you're not getting any minerals at all. But you will absorb a handful of minerals, and the mineralized pieces in the water are not all the same size. Some of them may look like boulders through a microscope, some of them smaller, and the smaller ones that break off the water, the body can break off, it can absorb. But then there's minerals that have gone through plant systems. And these are called colloidal minerals. And these are broken down, whereas if you looked at a piece of mineral that's in a regular drinking system, it may be this big. A colloidal mineral is this big. It would be like much smaller. And it's capable of being absorbed by this through the cell walls. And the claim of colloidal minerals is that they're much better absorbed. Now, I just bought another mineral supplement that claims to be much smaller particles. They're so small that I have a detector that I got with my zero water filter, and it can't even detect the presence of minerals. So either they haven't put anything in there and they're scamming us, or their minerals are just so small that they're tremendously easy to absorb. I just bought my first bottle of it. I can't, and they're ionized. And ionized minerals are also more easy to absorb. So some type of supplement like this, where it's either colloidal or some type of ionized mineral, look at the word ion. If it has ionized minerals in it, they're also easier to absorb. Now, getting them naturally, you get minerals in a number of things that you eat. Number one, organic foods. You can raise your own garden. And when you raise your own garden, get some good fertilizer that has minerals in it. You can get like kelp fertilizer or fish fertilizer. At Fred Meyer, you can buy fish fertilizer. It smells kind of bad, but it's in a way that's good, because the fish fertilizer smells so bad, it scares away the insects, you know, so you won't have any insects eating your plants. But then you want to wash them really good before you eat them.
Zamzow's kind of, I use Zamzow's Thrive, in Iowa we have a company called Zamzow.
Yeah.
They do all kind of organic stuff, and they make this Thrive, and it doesn't really stink. And
yeah, that doesn't smell bad, this Thrive doesn't, and it... Yeah, that's a good product too. So raise your own as much as you can. And then there's several foods you can eat that have a lot of minerals in. Honey has a lot of minerals in, because the bees are all over the place, and from flower to flower, and they go a lot of places to get their pollen. That where no one has farmed before. And no one has taken the minerals out of the soil that grew these flowers where the bees go around. And if you look at honey, the darker it is, the more minerals in it as a whole. Now, there's other ingredients that produce a darkness, but one of the things that does it is the minerals. So a lot of the honey you get is really light. That's been refined quite a bit and doesn't have nearly the minerals. But if you see a really nice dark one, we'll buy that. Dark honey also has a really rich flavor. And the another bee product that has a lot of minerals in is bee pollen. And bee pollen has a lot of protein in also, good plant protein, especially if you're a vegetarian. Bee pollen is really good to take. And it's really good for your vital force, has a lot of good nutrients in. Now, some people are allergic to bee pollen, so if you've never taken it before, just take a very small piece of it and see if you have any negative reaction. I don't know what percentage, but I'd guess maybe 5 or 10% of the people who have some type of allergic reaction. I didn't have any allergic reaction to it when I first took it, and most people don't. Yeah, buy raw honey, it has the enzymes in. Yeah, it's harder to find raw honey anymore. It used to be a lot more available, but even in the health food stores, most of the honey there isn't raw, you know. But you can still get it, but it seems harder to get than it used to. Yeah, farmer's market's a good place to get it.
When you're talking about pollen, what do they call it? Is that like Nature Bee that I've heard advertised?
Yeah, it's bee pollen. It's in little particles. You can buy it at any health food store, and Fred Meyer has it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's pretty good. It tastes a little bit like candy to me, you know. But it's very, very healthy, has a lot of minerals in, and high-quality protein, and a lot of vital force and enzymes.
Is this pollen that the bees have gathered that they didn't make into honey yet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know exactly the process, how they extract it from the honey, but somehow extracted in the process of making honey. And they sell it as a separate item. But if you find yourself allergic to it, then you take just a couple little grains of it in 1 week and then double it each week, 2, 4, 6, 8, and then pretty soon you can overcome your allergy to it. But you have to do that like gradually. So that's one way to get some minerals. Another supplement I take that's really good for minerals is blue-green algae. Blue-green algae there's only two places in the world that has really high-quality blue-green algae that occurs in nature. Now, there's a number of places that, like, farm blue-green algae. There's one in Africa that has it that occurs naturally, and then there's one in Klamath Falls, Oregon. And that's where I buy mine. I've tried the farm type, and I've tried the blue-green algae from Oregon, and the natural blue-green algae, what my body tells me, it's about 2 or 3 times more beneficial than the farm type. Algae is one of the lowest life forms on the planet. And the theory is that the lower the life form, the easier the human body can assimilate the products from it. And because algae is one of the lowest life forms, the nutrients from it are very easily assimilated by our body. And so I buy these, the blue-green algae from Klamath Falls. I just take a couple tablets a day. I buy it from Vitacost, which sells at about 40% discount from most health food stores. We buy a lot of our things from Vitacost. There's several places on the internet that sells health food products a lot cheaper than, you know, the commercial health food stores. It's called Vitacost.com. Yeah. But they got hundreds, maybe thousands of different products. They got just about everything. And they got tremendous discounts.
How does that measure up against seaweed?
Against what?
Seaweed.
Yeah, I take some kelp too. Kelp is a lot cheaper, but kelp doesn't have as many minerals it's not quite as good as the blue-green algae, but it's very economical, kelp tablets, but you want to take the powdered kelp in gelatin capsules because they're a lot more easily assimilated. If you have a choice between liquid or powder versus a regular pill, a lot of the pills are put together with some type of glue-like material that the body doesn't even break down in the body. There's this, what's his name? One guy wrote told about how he knew this guy that cleaned these portable toilets. And when they flushed them out, they found all kinds of pills, especially those like Centrum, you know, the very popular ones, that you could still read the label on the pill. After they went through the system, they cleaned out the toilets, they found all kinds of pills that were not dissolved. And he says that Centrum was the worst because you could still read the name of the pill on the name of the pill there. But so you want to get the powdered in powdered form or liquid is much more easy to assimilate than getting regular pill form. But it depends. It depends on the composition. If it's a company that you trust that's a really quality company, they will make the pills so they'll break down easier. Some pills will break down pretty easy. Some of them are just like taking a piece of cement. And
so
they
don't want to use Centrum because it might be recycled.
Yeah, right.
Drop one in a glass of water and see how quick it.
That'd be a good idea. Yeah.
They said that there's
That'd be a great idea, Blaine.